你是唯一所求。
I really encourage you guys to sing it out and not just listen to us, because this is our song to the Lord.
我们鼓励大家一起来放声来唱，来献给我们的神。
It's super easy.
非常的简单。
So if you can sing it with us, I think this is our song to the Lord.
这个首诗歌是献给我们的神的。
Make it your song to the Lord.
把它变成你自己的诗歌，献给我们的神。
But I can't sing it for you.
我们不能为你唱。
You have to sing it for yourself.
自己为自己唱。
You have to tell the Lord yourself that He is your one thing.
告诉神，你唯一的事是什么
？Okay, we're gonna do it in Chinese. It's easier.
我们一起唱中文。
Here we go. Thank you, Lord.
Of course.
Of course.
你是我唯一，你是我唯一的所求。
告诉神，
你是我唯一。
Distractions, God, when you're here with us, Lord. I just pray that we take the time to really look to you today, God, and that we just meditate on your words, that we're here to devote to you, Lord. I just thank you, God, that nothing else matters and you are the one thing that we need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
大家早。
Apologize. I've been in some meetings the last couple days and sang a little bit too hard, and I think I lost my voice.
我先道歉一下。这两天我参加了一个特会，在特会中唱歌唱的比较厉害，所以我的声音有点沙哑。
Amen. So I am grateful for the microphone today.
对，我对于有麦克风这件事非常感恩。
Amen. I just want to say what a great job the worship team did. Well, I'm so thankful for their help. Amen.
我实在觉得我们的敬拜小组做的服事非常的好，我们谢谢他们对我们的帮助。阿们吗？
And this is my message, but I think it's important for us to understand, see the growth that is happening within our assembly. Amen.
实在为着我们会众的成长，我们充满了感恩。阿们吗？
And you know, just very feel very grateful.
我心里很感激主。
And you know, just in a good way, very proud of the growth that I see in Vicky, Caleb, and others. That you know, we love to rejoice and Elijah. It was you know just the progress that's happening. Amen.
看到我们敬拜小组的这几位弟兄姊妹的成长，我心里很感动，也很感恩。
That they are serving.
为了他们向着主的服事，我感谢主。
Lord, we just ask you to bless the scriptures today as we read them.
主啊，当我们今天早上读你圣言的时候，我们求你来祝福他们。
And God, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
For your people, God.
为着你的百姓，主，我们感谢你。
Just for the family of God.
为着神的家，我们感谢你。
And we just ask that in these challenging days, Lord,
在这样充满了挑战的时代,
that you would just protect your people.
我们祷告你, 你保护你的百姓。
You would protect the flock of God.
保护你的羊群。
You would protect each,
保护每一个,
each follower,
每一个跟随你的人,
each family,
每一个家庭,
each marriage,
每一个婚姻。
Each young person, Lord.
每一个年轻的生命
Amen. Amen. Just agree with me right now in prayer.
你们与我一同同心合一的祷告
God, we ask you that you would protect this house.
主啊，我们求你保守这个家
You would just keep us walking in a way that would honor you in the days ahead.
为着前面的道路，主，你保守我们行在你的旨意里
God, help us not to remember the ancient foundations of your church.
主啊，不叫我们只过住到过去的根基。
Or rather, not to forget the ancient foundations of your church.
或者说，我们永远不忘记主你教会永久的根基。
God, just keep us true to the word of God.
让我们向你的话语忠心。
Amen. Can we agree with that? True to the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们阿门吗？向着主的话语忠心。
Grounded on the word of God.
让我们坚立在主的话上。
Firm on the word of God.
站立稳定的在主的话上。阿门吗？
God, we don't want to do it this our way. We want to do it your way.
对神说
Amen.
不照我的意思照你的意思
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Can somebody give me a little tissue there? All right. Thank you, Nikki. This is a handy size. So the name of our, the title of our message is The Return.
今天我的主题是归向，回归。
You know, we live in... By so many different people's perspective, an unprecedented day.
在很多人都这样的，都是有这样的看法，就是我们活在一个以前从来没有发生过的时代里。
These are times and days unlike any person I know has ever seen or known.
在起码就我所知，我们活在一个以前从来没有经历过的时代。
I mean, I'm not talking about advances in medical technology or modern.Technology and advances.
我不是在讲科技的进步或者是物质的现代化。
I'm speaking of the great changes and pressures that are coming upon the foundations of our belief systems.
我在讲的是对着我们信仰的根基、信仰的这个系统经历从前所未有的压力和挑战。
It seems as if everything is being challenged and questioned these days.
好像每一件事在我们信仰里都遭到挑战和质疑。
Amen.
Amen.
Did any of you see the recent, I think it was some kind of little documentary by the title of What is a Woman?
最近你们看到一个影片说什么是女人
That kind of says it all, doesn't it? Well, these are the questions that people are asking now.
光看这样的题目，你们就知道这个时代是何等的堕落。
Things that are never are questioned in the scripture, things that before have never been questioned in our culture and society.
过去无论是旧的神的话，或者是我们社会的价值，从来没有被挑战的。
There is a radical challenge on the foundations of the Word of God.
但是现在有许多的质疑，许多的挑战，特别是在神的话语上。
And we must beware that we don't slip from those foundations.
我们要非常的警醒，不要从我们的根基上滑跌了。
Can we agree on that? Amen.
我们能够同心合意的认识这件事吗
？Amen.
Amen 吗
I mean, every truth in the scriptures, what it amounts to by such questions, what is a woman or what is this or what is that? It is a challenge of God's word.
像我刚才所提到的这些问题，什么是女人？什么是这个？什么是那个？常常都是直接挑战神在圣经里的真理。
Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked by that.
我不是要把题目走偏了。
That's not my message.
那不是我今天早上的信息。
But I do want to remind us all.
但是我实在想要提醒在座的每一位。
That the scripture is very clear about certain circumstances and environments that were predicted about the last days before Jesus returned.
圣经里关于主耶稣回来之前的末世的许多的情况有非常清楚的这个预告。
We need to pay attention to what the scripture clearly says.
所以对于圣经很清楚表达的我们必须要注意。
The scriptures predict and caution us about certain things happening to people in our environment, our cities, but also in the church.
圣经里讲到在末后的世代在社会里在我们的社区里甚至在教会里会发生的情形。
Amen?
Amen 嘛。
So we want, there's a saying in English,
在英文里有这么一句话。
Hopefully it translates in
Chinese. 希望中文是可以翻得通的。
To be forewarned,
要被预先警告
is to be forearmed.
就是要先装备自己。
I mean, the scripture gives warnings.
圣经给我们各样的警告。
So we can be prepared.
所以我们能够先预备装备自己。
And avoid hurt and catastrophe.
才避免各样的灾难的到临到我们身上。
So in days when things are all changing around us.
所以当四周的环境快速的在改变的时候。
We must take more time to be looking at these warnings of Scripture.
我们需要花更多的时间看到圣经里给我们的警告。
So we can be properly prepared.
我们才能够合适的把自己预备好。Amen 吗？
Now down in the South, I used to live in South Texas.
我以前住在南德州，德州南方。
Many years ago.
那是很多年前。
And so they would, every year there would be these hurricanes.
每一年我们都会有这种飓风的来到。
You know, strong gale force winds, 70, 80 miles an hour.
70, 80英里一个小时的时速。
You know, it would take down large trees.
他们来，这样的飓风来到的时候，大树会倒。
Tear the roofs off of houses.
房子的屋顶会被掀起来。
And all the windows would be collapsed and, you know, great devastation.
是很大的打击，很多窗户都被击碎。
Well, oftentimes when these warnings came, we would get a warning of these, several days out before the storm actually hit.
通常飓风来到之前呢，甚至几天之前，我们都会得到天气预报的警告。
What do they call those storms in Taiwan? There's another name.
Typhoon.
Or tsunami, or is that
typhoon?
Or typhoon? Yeah, one of these words. You know what I'm talking about.
就像在亚洲我们有台风一样，我们都会事先知道他们的来到。
And many families would board up their windows, businesses would board up their windows, secure their doors.
所以住家或商店都会用木板挡在自己的窗外，要保护他们的财产。
And if conditions became too severe, they actually would evacuate.
如果飓风的强度很大，他们甚至必须搬离所在之处。
But there were always that group of people.
但是呢，总是会有这么一小群人
who ignored the warning.
会忽视这些的预告
and said, "I'll try to ride out the storm."
决定说，我决定呢，跟着这些飓风一起经过
and suffered greatly for it.
结果他们就遭受很大的损失和伤害。
Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to be those people, do we?
你和我可不希望做这样的人，不是吗？
So I want to bring our attention just to a few scriptures in the New Testament, and let's compare our conditions in the church today with these warning signs.
所以早上我想读一些在新约里的话语，然后呢，我们来看看我们今天的环境和神的话是怎么样的一个对比，怎么样一个关系。
Second Thessalonians 2:3.
帖撒罗尼迦后书二章三节。
For that day, the day that the Lord returns,
就是那日子，就是主回来的那日子之前
will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition.
那日子以前必有离道反教的事 并有那大罪人就是沉沦之子要显露出来。
The scripture talks about the Antichrist.
所以在这里指的就是那敌基督的出现。
But it talks about something before the Antichrist will be revealed.
在他出现之前有一些事情会发生。
A falling away.
就是有离道反教的事。
A departure from the faith.
就从所信仰的真道上偏离。
A turning our back away from the clear scriptural mandates.
将在神的真道上转离了。
One of the things that has really got my attention over the last several years
过去几年有一件事紧紧抓住我的注意力
is people that I've once walked with as my fellow believers
就是我以前与我一同在这道路上奔跑的信徒
suddenly, and over the last few years, are changing their perspective and opinion about very fundamental scriptural truths
突然呢在许多圣经的基本真理上改变了他们的看法
Now, how many of you, you people, young people in here walked with Jesus less than 10 years?
在座有没有年轻人你与主同行是少于十年的
Go ahead, raise your hand, it's okay.
请你举你的手。
Okay, we got a few, right?
我们有几位。
Less than 20 years.
少于二十年的。
Yeah, for those guys that weren't 20 yet, right?
尤其在座很多人还不到二十岁。
Less than 30 years.
少于30年的。
Okay. We've got some newer believers here, yes, but praise God, standing with Jesus 30 years, that's something to be said. Less than 40 years.
少于40年的。
Less than 50 years.
少于50年的。
That's me, right? But what's alarming is I know people that came to Christ when I did 40 some years ago that now are changing their opinion about important fundamental truths in the scriptures.
让我非常警惕的就是有一些人在我年轻的时候现在与主同行超过40年的这些日子里在基本真理上他们改变了。
This is what I would describe as a falling away.
对我来说，这就是离道反教。
Is the Bible really true? Some of my old friends are questioning this.
我一些老朋友居然现在有这样的质疑，说圣经是真的吗？
Is the issue homosexuality really wrong?
同性恋真的是错的吗？
Though the scripture speaks clearly about it.
虽然圣经的话是清清楚楚地表明神的意思。
And every other kind of immorality and different conduct, moral conduct seem to be questioned these days.
还有许多其他不道德的行为也被质疑。
A falling away.
我们离开了这条道路。
One of the first signs that we are sliding back or being sucked into this falling away.
就是当我们退后或者被吸引进入这个错误的道路。
Is we change our opinion about things that are clearly revealed in Scripture.
怎么样？第一个迹象是什么呢？就是当我们对圣经里清清楚楚讲到的事，我们有疑问。
This is a good conversation, amen.
这是一个很好的讨论，不是吗？
So smile at me. It's a good conversation.
你们同意的话就微笑啊。
Amen. We need to be reminded of these things.
我们必须要彼此提醒。
Because there is a storm coming in the last days.
因为有一个飓风要来到。
There is a storm coming in the last days.
有一个极大的风暴在末后的世代要来到。
And we must be properly prepared, and we must guard over our own heart and our own household.
你我去看着自己的心，保守自己的心，预备好自己。
And we must watch over and pray for the house of God.
并且为着神的家守望祷告。
1 Timothy 4:1.
在提前第四章第一节说道。
Now the Spirit expressly.Says,
他说圣灵明说
The Spirit specifically says
圣灵明明白白地说
The Holy Spirit has made a point to focus on this thing
表示圣灵呢他花时间把一件事要讲清楚
That in latter times some will depart turn away from the faith
在后来的时候必有人离弃真道就是说信仰的道路
Giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
去听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Well, I know so many, amen, that's true, that's going to happen.
我们很多人应该都说阿们，是的，我们看到这样的事情。
But some people that say that also say, but that would never happen to me.
但是有些人会说，哦，这样的事不会临到我的。
I would never be deceived.
我永远不会被骗的。
You guess what? When you're deceived, you don't know it.
你知道吗？当你受骗的时候，你是不会知道的。
And then that's why we call it deception.
所以才叫做误导，误导嘛。
Because you're tricked.
因为你被骗了，你中计。
You think you're all right when you're not all right.
你觉得没事，结果其实你是有事的。
If you're sitting there and think that you possibly couldn't be deceived.That's a sign you're already maybe a little deceived.
在座，若是我们觉得我是不可能上当受骗的，你知道有一个可能性，你已经上当。
We must recognize our own weakness apart from Christ. Any one of us here could be greatly deceived if we don't cling to Jesus properly, trust in Him.
我们必须要知道，我不紧紧抓住主，依靠他的话，我们很容易就被带走了。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And let me just say this.This deception, this being deceived according to the scripture in 1 Timothy 4:1,
在这里提前四章一节讲到的被骗
is not just suddenly being tricked or thinking wrongly about something.
不是只是突然下中了一个计或者想错了方向
It is because we have given heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
那是因为我们听从了那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理
It's not just being swayed by a persuasive argument.
不是有人来说服了我们一下。
It is being affected by dark spirits that want to destroy your life.
而是有一个极黑暗的灵，他来要准备摧毁我们的生命。
Amen. So it's a spiritual warfare, not just an intellectual warfare.
这不是一个悟性里的一个征战，乃是一个属灵的征战。
One more verse, 2 Timothy 4:3 through 4.
提后四章三和四节。
Just like a good parent, God likes to repeat himself when he really wants us to get the point.
就像一个好的父母会做的事，就是什么重点就会一再的提醒自己的儿女。
How many of you good mothers in here, do you just tell your child one time?
在座的母亲，你有没有什么重要事只告诉你的孩子一遍的？
Fathers too, if you really love your children, you tell them,Over and over, you want them to get it. Amen.
你真的爱你的孩子的话，你会一再的告诉他们，要确保他们听见了。
God is, yeah. Some of you go, oh yeah, my mother tells me that over and over and over again, right?
对不对？我们常说，哎，我妈妈一天到晚跟我讲这件事情。
But God wants you to understand this, so He repeats Himself.
神呢，他也会再三的重复，为了要确保我们听见了。
Second Timothy chapter 4:3-4.
提后四章三与四节。
For the time will come.
因为时候要到。
And I'll just say this, the time has come.
我说时候已经到了。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
人必厌烦纯正的道理。
What is sound doctrine? Sound doctrine is Jesus is the only way to heaven.
什么是纯正的道理？就是主耶稣是唯一通天的道路。
What is sound doctrine is that we cannot work our way to heaven. We must trust in Him. It's not by our good works and merits that we'll go to heaven.
就是我们去天的道路呢，不是靠我们自己的力量，必须要依靠唯一的道路是主自己。
What sound doctrine that we are belong to a kingdom of light as the followers of Jesus?
什么是纯正的道理呢？就是我们是属于那光明的。
What is sound doctrine that we are not part of the kingdom of darkness that wants to pull us into immorality and destructive habits?
什么是纯正的道理呢？就我们不属于黑暗的国度，他要将我们吸入错误的道路，让我们做不道德的事。
What is sound doctrine? There's light and there's darkness. There's right and there's wrong, and we must understand the difference.
什么是纯正的道理？就是说这里有白的，是有黑的，有黑暗的，有光明的。我们要做正确的抉择。
So the time will come when people will not be willing to endure.The basic truths of the Bible.
有一个时候要到，人不愿意遵从圣经里的真理。
Now, if you're a minister,
如果你是一个传道人
if you're in the habit of preaching messages on a regular basis,
如果你常常分享真理
you can see this lack of endurance.
你会看到这样的忍耐跟坚持越来越少。
You know, endurance like you tell your children, oh, pick up your bedroom, pick up your clothes and do your homework.Mothers, you tell your children this all the time, right?
就像做父母的，是不是常常告诉自己的孩子，把你的房间收好，把衣服收整齐
？And you know what a lack of endurance is in that situation?
你知道什么叫做缺乏那个坚持吗
？Oh, a deep breath.
就是孩子的反应是深深叹一口气
the shoulders, the hanging of the head,
然后垂头丧气的
no, they have no endurance. They can't even hear you tell them to do the most basic things.
他们对于最基本该做人的做的事情他们都没有那个坚持和忍耐
Anybody else ever done that?
在座有没有做这样的事
You guys ever have that problem?Maybe some of you young men that live in Michelle's house, she reminds you what you do, and some of you take a deep breath, amen.
在 Michelle 家的年轻人是不是有这样？他叫你们整理房间的时候，你们的反应是这样
？There's a little, there's lack of endurance. Oh, that's so hard when it's not a hard thing at all.
其实做一个很简单的事，但是我们连做这简单的事的坚持和忍耐都没有。
You know, you think about a task that you know you need to do, you know is the right thing to do.But you lack endurance, so all the strength suddenly goes.
就好像你明明知道有一些是你的责任，该做的事，一想到时候你就没有那个忍耐，那个坚持。
And you can see this on the face of people that you minister to.
当你对服侍人讲到真理的时候，你常常看到这样的表情。
You start preaching a message like this.
当你把正道放在人面前
，warning people about the end times.
你告诉人关于末世的警告的时候
，warning them to avoid sin.
你警告他们，所以他们不至于犯罪。
And sometimes you can see it on their face.
有的时候你看到他们的反应。
Oh. No endurance. I can't handle it. I can't bear it. I don't want to hear it.
我没有办法接受这样的事，我不要听。
Don't make me think about that.
不要让我去想那些可怕的事。
We must have endurance and ability to listen joyfully to the truthful warnings of God's word without fainting.
我们必须要有那个坚忍，有那个接纳，能够愿意并且欢喜的听关于神话语中的警告，而不至于跌倒，不至于昏倒。
Now, have you ever met one of those people that when they would hurt themselves, they would faint and fall down?
有没有遇到一种人，他伤害自己的受伤的时候，
Anybody?
他会昏倒？
You know, is it something like that, Vicky? You know, now, LaChristian, my wife, I'm not going to pick on her.
我不是要在这里挑我太太的毛病。
But when she was a little girl,
但她是当她是一个小女孩的时候
she doesn't do this anymore. But when she was a little girl, if she hurt herself, sometimes she would take a big breath and, well, she would quit breathing and all of a sudden faint.
当她不小心割伤自己的时候，她会一下子停止呼吸，然后呢就缺氧就昏倒。
So there was a funny story one time where her mother was away from the house and her aunt was taking care of her.
但有一次她妈妈不在家，是她的 auntie 在照顾她。
Lucretia was about doing something in the kitchen and slammed her finger in the drawer.
Lucretia 在厨房里玩，就不小心把自己的手夹在抽屉里。
And so she cried out and she quit and she held her breath. She quit breathing for a second.
他就哭了，然后大叫，然后停止呼吸。
And she just fainted away and fell on the floor.
然后就昏倒在地上。
Her aunt was quite alarmed and thought something was really serious. So she picked her up and started running down the street, you know, trying to take her to somebody to get help.
她姑妈吓一大跳，不知道她发生什么严重的问题，就把她抱起来，跑出去要请人帮助。
Amen. Anybody else have that problem?
在座有人有这样子的情形吗？
That's dramatic, right? A physical problem like that. But some people spiritually.Have the same problem.
有些人在属灵的事上有一样的问题。
When you remind them of God's warnings, when you tell them the way they should walk as a believer, sometimes they, oh, that's too hard.
有的时候你告诉他们关于末世的警告的时候，他们的反应说，哦，那太可怕了。
And they faint.
然后他们就昏过去了。
You know why that happens?
你知道为什么他们会这样反应吗？
It's because our mind is made up to do one thing.
因为我们的心思决定要做这样的事。
We are determined to do one thing.
我们决定了要做某一件事。
And then suddenly we hear God wants us to do another thing.
突然之间我们听到神说要做这一件事。
And so the unsurrendered heart will sometimes faint when they hear the challenge of God's truth.
一个不愿意降服或顺服的心，他们就会昏过去了。
Amen.
阿门吗？
I mean, I'm kind of unpacking it here on purpose this morning.
我在这里讲这些话是有目的的。
Because I think sometimes we're being pulled, but don't understand what's actually going on inside of our heart.
很多时候我们觉得有拉力，但是我们不对对自己心中的情况并不清楚。
Have you recognized this within you sometimes that you faint a little bit when it's not all, you know, joy bells and happy promises from God's word?
你有没有发现，当你读神的话的时候，你不是总是那么喜乐、那么有力量，而是有一点觉得无力，甚至昏倒的感觉？
We love the encouragement of God. I love the encouragement of God's word.
我很爱神在话语中给我们的鼓励。
I mean, we could not live without the encouragement of God's word.
若没有这些鼓励，我们根本活不下去。
Amen. But we must be wise about the other cautions of God's word.
但是对于神的警告，我们一样要有智慧的心。
So it's clearly described that in the last days, this is going to be an issue. People will be falling away from the faith, turning away from God's faith.
所以在末后的世代，圣灵很清楚地告诉我们，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵而跌倒。
Okay, so you know, take your spiritual pulse here.
所以我们对给自己量一量我们的脉搏，属灵的脉搏。
Be aware of what's going on inside your own body.
对于自己里面的情形要有感觉。
Speaking,
我在讲属灵的光景。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me just remind you of this theme. When we find ourselves turning away or being tempted to turn away from God's word,
当我们发现我们掩耳不听真道或者有这样的倾向的时候
we need to understand God's call to return to God's way.
我们要了解一件事，就是神呼召我们归回
to return to the way of the Lord.
归向到他的话语，他的道路上。
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to. So let's look at one passage that reminds us of that. Revelations 2.
我们看启示录二章。
And you know the. You guys were doing a Bible study in the book of Revelation.
这些日子我知道我们在读启示录，不是吗？
But the first three chapters of the book of Revelation, Jesus directs his attention to the church.
启示录的头三章中，你看到主耶稣对众教会说话。
These are warnings to the church, encouragement, and also cautions to the church.
有鼓励，有责备，也有警告。
The things they're doing right and the things that they're letting slip.
对于对的事情他肯定他们对于他们从正道上滑溜的事情他也指出来
So Revelations chapter 2
启示录二章
verse 2
第二节
Jesus addresses the church of Ephesus
他对以弗所的教会说话
You know the book of Ephesians was written to this church He says I know your works
我知道你的工作
Well, if the Lord Jesus was standing here today and telling you, I'm going to give you a report card on how you're doing.
So, 假想主耶稣在这里要给我们个人发成绩单。
Hey, have you college guys got your grades back yet?
Hey, 你们考完期末考的大学生成绩单出来没有？
No, 还没有。Some of you haven't, some of you have.
有的人已经看到了，有人还没有。
You have great interest, don't you, to see how you did, right? Oh. John says he doesn't want to see. But we're interested, aren't we, on how we're doing?
我们总是很盼望看到我们的成绩的结果。
Parents, are you interested to see what kind of grades your kids got?
在座的父母们，你们是不是很迫切的希望看到孩子的成绩单？
Do you have evaluation at your job?
在你们工作地方有没有考核？
You kind of, sometimes it's a little bit...You're not sure if you want to see it either, but you're interested, aren't you?
我们对考核或者成绩单总是有兴趣的，不是吗？
So that's basically what Jesus is doing with the Church of Ephesus. He goes, you know what? It's report card time.
所以在这里呢，是主耶稣给以弗所教会的成绩单。
We're going to look at how you've been doing lately.
我们来看看你表现如何。
And certainly this is a fearful thing, isn't it? A little bit for God to say, okay.Let's talk about it.
这是蛮吓人的，不是吗？当神要这样子对我们说。
So he says, "I know your works."
他说，我知道你的行为。
When Jesus looks at our assembly, he goes, "I know which are your works. I know what you're doing."
主耶稣看着我们的教会说，我知道你们的行为。
I see it all.
我全部看见。
I know your households. I know how you're doing in your marriages, in your families.
我知道你家里的情况，你婚姻的情况。
I know your works. I know how you're doing on your job with your friends.
我也知道你在工作里的情形，你跟同朋友的关系。
But this more specifically is about how the church is conducting its testimony before the world.
在这里是对以弗所整个教会他们团体的行为。
I know your works.
我知道你的行为。
Your labor.
你劳苦
they were a diligent church, weren't they?
你是一个殷勤劳苦的教会。
Your patience.
你也忍耐。
They were a patient church.
这是一个有忍耐的教会。
And that you cannot bear those who are evil.
也不能够忍耐那些邪恶的。
This is a good report on the Church of Ephesus.
这一部分是非常好的，不是吗？
They wouldn't put up with conduct that was contrary to the Word of God.
他们对于不合圣言的行为是不容忍的。
They couldn't bear that.
他们不能容忍这样的行为。
So Jesus is saying this is honorable, this is good.
所以主耶稣是肯定这一部分的。
And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not.
你也测验了那一个自认是撒旦一伙的人。
And so those who have pretended to be a man or woman of God, ministers of God, and aren't really one,
有人自称是属神的来到他们当中，他们测验他们。
They look carefully at their lives and they found out those who were not genuine.
他们仔细地观察这些人，发现他们不是真的。
This is also a good report.
这一部分也是一个好的成绩，不是吗？
You know, in being vigilant and watchful, they passed with flying colors.
非常的警醒，非常的认真，这一部分他们是高分通过。
So you think they're going through their grades. Oh, look, we passed great. I got great marks there, you know, A+.
所以以弗所教会看的成绩单说，哎，这个是 A+, 这个也是 A+.
And you have preserved and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
你也为着我名的缘故劳苦却没有疲倦。
You've been patient.
你非常的忍耐
You're hard workers.
非常的努力
You don't wear out. You don't, you know, faint after right away. Nevertheless,
然而
here's where they're not going to pass.
下面一个项目是没有通过的
I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
然而有一件事我要责备你就是你将起初的爱给离弃。
You know, it's possible to be a hardworking, diligent, vigilant, patient church.
你知道能够成为一个为主劳苦忠心不疲倦的教会。
It's possible to be a diligent, vigilant, watchful, patient believer.
同样我们可以是一个非常劳苦忠心警醒的圣徒。
And somehow in the middle of all that service.
但是就在这一切的警醒劳苦的里面。
To still somehow lose your first love.
我们不小心遗弃了起初的爱。
What do we do when we need to return?
所以在这样的光景中怎样归回呢?
If we have found ourselves to be slipping away from the foundations of God's truth, and we don't want to be part of that great falling away,
当我们发现自己渐渐从神的重要的真理或真道上滑跌了，我们不想成为那个整个彻底堕落的人。
What are some of the things that we need to do to get back on track?
那我们该做什么让我们可以归回到正路上?
Amen?Remember,
就是回想。
Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen.
回想你是从哪里坠落。
Remember where you've turned away from.
在什么点上我坠落了。
Remember the things that you have let slip between you, you know, slip away from you.
在什么样的事上我偏离了。
Amen.So if we're looking at our lives today, if we're looking at how we're collectively functioning today,
所以如果我们看整个教会
and have we been, all of us, the last couple of years have been through some challenges, haven't we, with this whole COVID pandemic?
因着疫情的缘故过去两三年我们实在遇见很大的挑战
Suddenly, due to no fault of our own, we were forced to do everything differently, weren't we?
并不是我们的错误造成的但是一夕之间我们整个聚会的情形或操作的方式要改变
And this, let's be honest, this was hard on some of us.
对某些人来说这是很困难的
And during this season where we're just getting back to what seems like a little bit more normal,
现在我们在一个季节呢就是慢慢事情好像回归正常
I believe this is a good time to kind of check our pulse, our, you know, our spiritual vital signs.And see if we've slipped a little bit.
所以这是一个很好的时机，我们应该给自己把一把属灵的脉，看看我属灵的光景如何。
Because this great falling away that is going to cover the earth in the last days is a real threat to us.
因为我们知道，在末后世代，这个极大的跌倒和堕落会对我们教会有影响的。
And we don't want to be part of that.
我们不希望我们的教会是那一部分。
So I'm encouraging us all to take time here this morning and also in your quiet time with the Lord.
所以我鼓励在座的每一位用现在这个时刻或者你自己安静的时候给自己把一把属灵的脉。
Sit down and remember.
坐下来然后回想。
Remember your first love.
回想那个起初的爱。
What is Jesus saying?
主耶稣怎么说的？
Now, Jesus is talking to the body, the assembly here, who was their first love.
主耶稣在那里说话的，在那里说话的主，是这个教会的起初的爱。
They are the bride, they're part of the bride, he is the groom.
说话的主是新郎，说话的对象是他新娘的一部分。
So let's make this relational, not too abstract.
所以这个不是一个很抽象的事哈，我们把它想清楚，这是一个关系。
So if one of your husbands, ladies, wives, one of your husbands were to come to you,
在座的做妻子的，有一天你的丈夫问你，
and you're saying you're doing great in all the different ways on how to serve me and help me and make our home a happy and blessed place.
告诉你说你实在是一个很棒的太太，你把这个家保守的非常的好，整理的很干净。
But there's one thing that concerns me.
只有一件事让我有一点忧虑。
I feel like our love is grown cold.
就是我觉得我们的爱变冷淡了。
It's not like it used to be.
不再像以前一样。
Now, I don't know if it's this way for everybody.
我不知道大家的状况怎么样。
But I remember how it was with me and Lucretia when we first met.And got when soon were to be engaged.
我记得我们当初认识没有久啊，没有多久进入订婚的时候。
Just a look in my direction could make my heart kind of skip a beat and beat a little faster.
只要我朝我姊妹的方向稍微看一眼，一点点方向都会让我的心跳加速。
And it works vice versa, right? In
它也是一样。
Just an accidental brush of her hand against my hand.
有时候我们不小心碰到手一下
，would so you know affect me emotionally？
对我来说，在情绪上都有很大的波动。
Amen。
阿门吗
？Do you know what I'm talking about？
你们能够了解我在说什么吗
？Remember how it was with Jesus when you first put your faith in Him？
记得主的爱吗？当你第一次
，and the burden of your sin rolled away。
那时候你知道所有的罪债脱落
And the voice of God washed over you and the assurance of how he deeply loved you.
神向你说他何等的爱你他不能忍等待的要将你充满
Do you remember that?
你记得
Do you remember how
你的第一次的会面吗
Do you remember how soft your heart was to the scriptures? How easily affected you could be by the reading of God's word?
记得你的心向着神向着他的话是何等的柔软何等的渴慕吗
Am I making sense?
我讲的话
Does this make sense?
你们听得懂吗
Jesus says, hey, you're doing so many things right. Let's sit down, but remember that fire is growing a little bit cold.
所以主耶稣说你的服事实在很棒但是请你坐下来一下来检查一下那个起初的爱火是不是变冷淡了
Now I remember when Man, I fought and fought giving my heart to Jesus when I was a young man.
当我在年轻的时候，我是一直挣扎，不愿意把自己的心归给主。
I resisted and I resisted. I postponed it over and over again.
我一再的拒绝，一再的拖延。
Because I wanted to have fun. Anybody want to have fun?
因为我觉得说我先要好好的玩一下。
But I wanted to see a little bit what the world had to offer.
我是愿意把自己归给主的，但是我得去看看世界有什么东西。
I wanted to enjoy some of the things of this world.
我还要在世界里享受一下。
So I put God on hold and I opened my heart to the things of this world.
所以呢，我就把神放在旁边，然后把我的心向着世界打开。
I said within myself, "Oh yeah, you know, I had been raised in the church. I knew the gospel well. I'd had an experience with the Lord."
我自己说，因为我从小在教会长大，我知道福音是什么，我也遇见过他。
That I made a willful choice to pursue what the world had for a while, and I put God on hold.
但是我做了一个选择，就是把神先放在一边，量一量，然后我去看世界里的享受是什么。
And I thought within myself, oh yeah, when I'm about 30 years old.
我想说，大概我30岁左右的时候。
When I've tasted of the things of this world.
当我尝过世界的滋味之后。
Eventually, I'll get back around to God.
我就迟早会回到神这边来。
Eventually, I'll get back to doing what I really do am convinced is right.
And 我会回来做我觉得是对的事。
Eventually, I'll mend my ways.
迟早呢，我会找到回家的路的。
Anybody ever thought that?
有没有人有这样子的想法？
Come on, we've all, not all, but some of us have dealt with that, amen?
我相信我们多少有一些人有这样的经验。
Well, that day came a lot sooner than I thought.
不，但那回家的日子，发生的时间比我预期的早得多。
God has these ways of crowding us to convince us, oh, today needs to be the day of salvation.
神有一个办法，会让我们知道今天就是我得救恩的日子。
So, I'd been putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, putting it off, turning to the Lord. And so when I finally decided to surrender my heart to Jesus,
我一直拖延，一直拖延，一直推迟，一直推迟，一直到有一天，我觉得说，好，我今天要把我的心完全归给神。
You know, it was kind of a deep experience that I had with the Lord.
当然，那是一个非常深刻的经历。
I remember, I knew I needed to get back to a church to walk an aisle and bow my knee at the altar and give my heart to Jesus.
我心里想说，我要回到教会，我要走到台前，我把我的心归给主。
So the church that I had near to my house was the one that my mother actually used to take me to when I was in high school.
在我家中附近的教会呢，就是我妈妈常常在我高中时候带我去的教会。
So I didn't know what they were going to preach that day.
我对于那天要讲什么信息一点。
I was just there to take care of business. I need to let God have my life again.
我那天去到那个教会，只有一个目的，就是我要把我的生命归给神。
I didn't realize at the time that I could probably do that anywhere.
我当时不知道说，其实我可以在任何时间地点把我自己归给神。
So in that church, I sat in this back corner here.
所以我走进了那个教堂，我坐在后排。
I'm 19 years old.
我那时候19岁。
And the message that day was on marital reconciliation.
Marriage?
Uh-huh, yes.
那天的信息是如何挽救你的婚姻。
And I was going, oh, this isn't a message to come back to Jesus.
我坐在后面很失望说，这样的信息怎么让我来把自己归给主。
I didn't care.
我一点都不在乎那个。
I almost ran down front when they finally had an altar call.
但是我也不管，等到聚会末了有呼召的时候，我就跑下去。
But they had all the elders up there that were going to do, you know, encourage men and women to get their marriage back on track.
在前台的那些服侍的人是打算为一对一对的夫妇祷告。
And I said, "Sir, I'm not married."
我就跑到前面。
I just want to give my heart to the Lord.
我对那个服侍人说，我没有，我是单身，但是我只是想把我自己的生命归给主。
But when the burden of sin rolled away, I wept and wept and wept. I stood there.For such a long time.
当我这样的祷告的时候，罪担从我身上脱落，我就一直哭泣，一直哭泣。我站在那里几个小时。
And that old elder he just wrapped his arms around me.
那里的长老呢，就用他的手臂围绕我。
And he just held me tight, and I put my head on his shoulder.
紧紧的抱着我，我就把我的头放在他的肩膀上。
And he stood there as long as I wept.
我在那里哭泣了就很久，他就陪着我站着。
That's how it was in the beginning.
那个就是我起初的爱。
And then every time I would come back to church the next week for the service.
当下一周我回到教会参加聚会的时候。
And they would have an altar call.
他们又有呼召。
I wanted to go again.
我想要再去一次。
I mean, it was such, my heart was so much yes to God.
那时候我的心是满满的要归给主。
I just had this impulse, I wanted to go again and again. I didn't, I had to talk myself out of, David, you've already done that by faith.
我有很大的冲动想要冲到前面去，但是我的理智说David, 你已经去过了。
But there was this strong, overwhelming compulsion. I just want to do it.
但是我里面
as deep and far as I can go, amen.
在我里面有个很大的冲动和欲望，就想把自己再献给主。
For many of us, this is how it was in the beginning.
对很多人来说，这就是我们当初的爱。
Remember how it was in the beginning.
要回想
Just the touch of the Spirit briefly on you would just break your heart and fill you with God's love.
神怎么样用他的圣灵破碎你，用他的爱充满你。
Remember, verse 5, remember therefore from where you have fallen.
回想你是从哪里坠落的。
Repent or turn, return and do the first works.
并要悔改，行你起初所行的事。
Or else I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from its place.
你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
You need to turn back, or you're going to start losing things that really matter.
所以你必须要回转，不然呢，你就会失去非常重要的事。
At first, when we start to slide back, or we start to pull away our heart from Jesus.
当我们感受到我渐渐偏离了正路，或我的心从神的面前慢慢离开的时候，
The Holy Spirit is saying, "Return to me."
圣灵就一直对我们说回来
Return to me.
回来
Come back home to me.
回家回到我这里来
You can't do that. That's not the way.
不要走那个方向那是错误的
Are you responding to the call of the Holy Spirit to return or are you hardening your heart?
我们当时的反应是什么我们硬起我们的心不听他的呼召还是我们向着圣灵的呼召有一个反应
If we harden our heart potentially we will be part of this much larger groupthat the scripture calls the great falling away.
若是我们的心刚硬，那我们很快就会加入那个整个堕落的那个团体。
Let me put in maybe some other terms. This falling away in the last days
在末后世代这个堕落的情形
is a spiritual pandemic.
可以说是一个什么？是一个属灵的疫情。
You can't really see it with your eye.
是你眼睛虽然看不见的
But the scripture says in the last days there's coming a spiritual pandemic, an influence of demonic spirits that many, many will be overcome by.
就好像圣经在警告我们在末后的世代会有一个属灵的疫情来到
Does that make sense?
会影响我们属灵的光景
Now some of you won't go out of your house without your mask.
我们很多人不戴口罩不出门的
And rightly so, because there, in some places especially, there is this great potential at peak times for the virus to affect you.
是的，那是对的，是因为在疫情严重的时候，在不知道哪里就会有这些的病菌侵袭我们。
So you say, I can't really see it with my eye, but I know it's there.
虽然我看不见细菌在哪里，但是我知道它存在的。
So I will heed the warning and take precautions.
所以我会注意接受这个警告，然后戴上我的口罩保护自己。
Now the scripture clearly says in the last days there's going to be this great falling away.
所以圣经很清楚说到，在末后世代会有这样严重属灵的一个堕落。
Heed the warning and take precautions.
要听见这样的警告，好做合适的预备。
If you feel like you've slipped, sit down and remember.
如果你觉得你的光景现在有一点的偏离或是下沉，你要坐下来回想是从哪里堕落的。
Remember those prayer meetings that you, when the saints of God prayed over you and you felt the rush of God's Spirit.
记得吗？在聚会中有人为你祷告按手的时候，怎么样圣灵充满你或 touch 你
？You felt the encouragement and confidence of God as the brothers and sisters prayed over you.
当你的弟兄姊妹为你祷告的时候，你感觉到从神来的鼓励和力量。
Remember that joy when you sang that hymn and lifted your hands without not caring what anybody else thought.
记不记得你在唱诗敬拜的时候，那个喜乐充满，你都不在乎别人怎么想，你就举起手来赞美。
Remember that joy when you shared your testimony with a coworker and you could see the faith rise up in their eyes.
你记得吗？跟你的同事分享福音的时候，你看。看见信心在他们当中升起，在他们眼睛中显出来。
Remember that peace when you heard God's voice when you're going through a challenging time.
记得吗？当你经过人生挑战的环境里，神的话对你说的时候，所带来的平安。
Be honest, saints, has that slipped away?
诚实的检查我们自己，我是不是已经偏离了
？You don't outgrow that.
你不可能从那里面成长。
Amen.I could look here and across the room, some of the young people I know that have been our prayer meetings. I mean,
在座我看到很多年轻人参加过我们的祷告等候聚会。
I mean, wow, what a great row of guys this is back here. Abraham, Daniel, John, Brian, Derek. All these young men have been touched in times of prayer, times of worship. People have poured out their hearts and wept over them, and they have wept as they received the ministry of the Lord. Jack, how God's been so good to you and touched you. Amen.
Amen.
God said so many wonderful things with these young Chinese men, amen?
在, 神做了许多美好的工作, 当我们聚集祷告的时候,
How the saints of God and sisters have prayed for one another, amen?
我也看到在座许多的姊妹们彼此代祷,
Embraced one another and cared over one another, amen?
真实的拥抱, 真实的关切。
Sam, Esther, God's been so good to you. He's spoken to you, encouraged you. Remember the joy that was once there.
杜西, Sam 跟 Esther, 记得我们为你们祷告的时候，神的喜乐在你们的心中。
Do you hear what I'm saying?
你们听见我在说的话吗?
Is that slipped away?
不要让那样的祝福流失了。
Now I woke up in the other morning.
几天前我醒来的时候。
With the word, I heard the word in my ear, return.
我听到这个字，归回。
Does anybody else have that experience? Maybe it's just old people now that do it. But like somewhere between 4 o'clock, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you're kind of half awake.
我不晓得你们有没有这样经验。早上三四点的时候，你还在蒙昧之中，半睡半醒。
Sometimes God whispers something to you that you just know when you wake up. I need to pray about that, study that.
有的时候你就觉得神说话了。
Anybody else
知道我等一下醒来之后，我要默想这件事情。
Anybody? Amen. So in the early morning hours, sometimes the Lord will just drop a little nugget in my heart. I know I'm supposed to look at that in God's Word.
常常在清晨的时候，神给我一两个字或一两句话，我就知道我要注意。
The other morning, I heard this word "return," so I got my, you know, computer concordance.
几天前我听到神说归回，所以我早上起来就赶快查一下。
And I was looking at which book of the Bible most addressed this, used this term "return."
我看哪一卷书用的这个字是用的最多的。
Now, I probably should have asked Michelle if the Chinese Bible translates it the same way.
We had two words.
Okay.
归向, return, 归向, or 归回。
Okay, and is there a difference between the two?
归向 means turn toward, 归回 just means return.
Okay, all right, well, basically the same, but the one book of the Bible that really emphasizes it over and over and over is the book of Jeremiah.
我发现这个词一再出现最多的是在耶利米书。
Now, the prophet Jeremiah had a unique ministry.
耶利米这位先知呢，他的呼召侍奉很特别的。
God sent him to the children of Israel.
是给他的以色列百姓的。
At a critical time when...If they did not change the direction of their lives, they were going to be defeated and taken captive back to Babylon. They were going to be removed from their homeland. They were going to be removed from the land flowing with milk and honey. All the promises that God had given them and established it in them in, they were going to be taken out of that if they didn't turn back to the Lord.
神给的警告是非常非常清楚，他的百姓若不转向归回他，就要从他们所有应许的牛奶与蜜之地被拔出来，然后被掳到大巴比伦去，然后在那里做被掳生活，远离神的祝福。
So as we go through the book of Jeremiah, it has more passages that use this term than I found anywhere else.As you go through the book of Jeremiah, that word changes its focus from the beginning to the end.
然后这个字 return 呢出现是最多次，可是有意思的就是这一卷书呢，这个同一个字它从前面到后面，同一个字它的方向有改变。
So in the beginning, what the Lord does is he addresses the children of Israel.
所以这个书一开始的时候，他向着百姓发出他的呼召。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, and he says, "Return to me."
神借着耶利米说，叫他的儿女归回。
Like a
转向我。
Like a wife that was going to potentially be separated from her husband was considering, you know, turning her heart away from her husband, and you know, in seeking out somebody else's love.
就好像做妻子的与丈夫分开了。然后他在一种光景里就是准备再找另外一个爱。
So let me find my verse here. Jeremiah 3:1.
在耶利米书三章一节说到。
This is strong language that the prophets shares here with the children of Israel.
这里的话说的非常的强烈哈。
This couldn't have been easy to so boldly direct the people with this message.
这个在接收的人那一面是不容易的。
He says, "You have played the harlot with many lovers."
你和许多亲爱的行邪淫。
Their first love had withered away, and now they had given their love of their heart to other idols, other things.
神的百姓离开了起初的爱，而把他们的爱给了各样的偶像。
You have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me, says the Lord.
你和许多亲爱的行邪淫，但是还可以归回。
Even though you've been unfaithful to me, I say, come back home with your heart. Sometimes, you know, long before a husband or wife leave the house, their love grows cold and their heart has already left. Amen?
你知道，一个丈夫或妻子离开他的婚姻，事实上远远这个爱远远在他离开之前就冷淡了。
And honestly, this is why I'm talking to you guys this way this morning.
所以为什么我今天早上这样与你们交通？
This is how this great falling away progresses.
因为这个大的属灵的堕落是逐渐发生的。
Before you ever have walked out the back door of the church.
在你呢离开教会这个建筑物之前。
Before you ever come to the place where you give up on this book and you put it away.
在你放弃整本圣经之前，
your love has already grown cold while you were still inside the church.
你的心早已冷淡，就是你还在教会里，或你还在读圣经的时候，你就已经冷淡了。
So just like a husband that's being attracted by other loves, he gives his heart away long before he leaves his house.
就像一个做丈夫的，他有婚外情。
Does that make sense?
他的心早就在他离开这个家之前已经冷淡了。
Does that make sense? So we've got to be diligent and careful if we see our heart and our love drifting.
所以我们要小心，若是我发现我的爱冷淡了，不如以前了。
If we're not, our love for Jesus isn't the way it was in the beginning.
我向主的爱不像我起初爱他那样火热了。
We need to pay careful attention.
我们要非常的注意。
Amen?
Amen.
Now, some people will tell you that, oh, all those feelings, all those tears, all those emotions, you'll outgrow that as you get older in Jesus.
有些人会说，哦，你知道，你慢慢年纪逐渐成长，成熟了，你就不再像以前那样容易感动哭泣了。
I'm sorry, I'm talking over. That's not what Revelation 2 is saying.
但是启示录二章不是这么说的。
Revelation 2 actually says, no, remember how intimate and dear it was in the beginning.
他是在提醒我们回想起初那个亲密的、
Amen?
那个火热的爱。
Amen. Now, granted, some of those feelings aren't as new and different as they were in the beginning.
当然，我们慢慢成熟也是很多时候那个情感跟起先是不一样的。
There's always supposed to be a sweetness there.
但是总是应该有一个甘甜。
Amen.
Amen.
Like just like a good marriage, the look of your husband or your wife is always supposed to move your heart.
就像在婚姻中，你的丈夫或你的妻子看你一眼的时候，总是会让你心里感动的。
So Jeremiah is saying, "Hey, you played the harlot with many lovers, yet return to me, come back."
所以耶利米在三章一节说：“你和许多人亲爱的行邪淫，但是还可以归向我。”
So at this time, they're still in the house.
这个时候，百姓还没有被掳走。
They still live in the land of Israel.
他们还住在以色列地。
They still live in the promised land, flowing with milk and honey.
仍然住在那个流奶与蜜的应许之地。
But depending on it, whether or not if they heed Jesus's call to return in their heart.
但是重点是他们有没有听见主耶稣或神向他们的归回的呼召。
Is going to determine if they stay in the house, if they stay in the land flowing with milk and honey.
他们有没有警醒，然后顺服归回，要决定他们能不能留在这个应许之地。
So there's a first return in our heart that precedes another return that we're going to see here a little bit in Jeremiah to return back to what they have lost.
所以在这里有一个归回的心，但后面还要看到另外一个归回，让我们从被掳之地回来。
So I'll read a few verses very quickly here. Jeremiah 3:12.
在耶利米书三章十二节说到
，Jesus, I mean God again appeals to the children of Israel, return backsliding Israel.
他说：“归回吧，背道的以色列。”
I will not cause my anger to fall on you.
我必不怒目看你们。
For I am merciful,
says the Lord. 因为我是慈爱的。
I will not remain angry forever.
我必不永远存怒，这是耶和华说的。
So that even though there's been some unfaithfulness in the heart of his people,
所以纵然以色列百姓里面是不忠贞的。
Even though there have been other lovers that have attracted the heart of his people,
纵然他一即使他们的心被其他的事物吸引，
God is saying we can still make this work.
神说我们还是能够解决这个问题的。
God says you can still remember the love from which you have fallen and come back to me in your heart.
你还是可以选择回想起初的爱，回到我这里来的。
So he's giving out this, you know, this hope that this can be made right.
所以神带着盼望告诉他所爱的百姓说，我们还可以修补这个状况。
Of just two verses down, Jeremiah 3:14.
就两节之后，三章十四节。
Return, O backsliding children.
耶和华说，被盗的儿女啊，回来吧。
Says the Lord, for I am married to you.
因为我做你们的丈夫。
I've given my heart to you.
我把我的心给你了。
We have a covenant love with one another.
我们中间有一个爱的约定。
Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, we are one.
你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，我们是一个啊。
Come back to me.
回来，回来吧。
I will take you, one from a city, two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion.
我必将你们从一城取一人，从一族取两人，带到锡安。
Jeremiah 3:22.
三章二十二节。
Return you backsliding children.
你们这被盗的儿女啊，回来吧。
And I will heal your backslidings.
我要医治你们被盗的病。
Do you have a tendency to stray in your heart from Jesus?
我们有没有常常我们的心常常在神面前
溜走？ I think most believers have recognized from one, at one time or another that tendency to, you know, be pulled away from the things you want to do. Amen.
我们常常我们的心是不是常常被其他的事物吸走？
And so the Lord is saying, don't let that tug, that pull that you feel, keep you from going back to where you need to go.
神在告诉我们，不要让这些外来的拉力把你从你该走的路上拉走。
I'll not only bring you back into my heart,
我不仅要把你带回到我的心里，
but I'll give you the grace to heal that tendency to stray.
我还要给你一个恩典，就是医治你被盗的病。
Amen? Anybody know one of those bad husbands?
你们认识有这样子的差劲的先生吗？
I better not go too far down this road, right? Anybody know those bad husbands that, you know, when they're out in public, their eyes wander?
你们有没有这样子的看过这样子的老公？就是说你们出去在公共场合，他的眼睛总是看来看去。
I'm sorry, Michelle, I'm getting too excited. That's not a good thing, right?
这个是不是好习惯，不是吗？
That hurts the heart of a wife.
当一个丈夫的眼光总是看到别的女人，这是会伤他太太的心的。
To see that her husband is he's tempted, pulled away by other things.
因为看到他的先生常常很容易就被别的人拉走。
You may have recognized this within your own heart about your love for Jesus.
我们有没有认识我们自己的光景呢？我们向着主的爱是不是常常被别的人事物带走
？You know, I'm still kind of attracted to what that might be like, that thing of the world. Young people, is that still something that goes through your head?
年轻人，我们是不是常常讲，是的，我爱主，但是我心也想看看说，世界这个能给我什么样
？The Lord says, if you return to Him, He'll heal that.
神说，若是你转向我，我可以医治你这种被盗的病。
Jeremiah 4:1。
四章一节说
If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord,
耶和华说以色列啊你若回来归向我
Return to me, and if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved.
若从我眼前除掉你可憎恶的偶像你就不被迁移
Let go of the things of the world.
让世界的事过去吧
Yield those to me, and I'll heal you.
向我归回我就医治你
And you won't be moved. You won't lose. You won't get kicked out of the house if you.
然后你就不会被迁移，你不会被从神的家赶出去。
You know, this is how a marriage breaks up. Sometimes maybe the wife is just gets fed up. Said, I'm tired of you having eyes for others, you know, lovers.
就好像做太太有的时候对先生不满，说我实在是很烦恼，对你这种常常注视异性的情形很厌倦。
I think we should live in separate homes.
我们也许应该分居吧。
But there's still hope for God's people if they will just get their heart healed. They don't have to lose the many blessings that God has given us.
但是神的儿女却有不一样的盼望，只要他们的心愿意被主来医治，他们可以存留在神的家中。
This is when we know we get to this critical point where we're about to lose the house, to lose our you know, this love relationship that God has firmly established is about to be tested in a deeper way. Jeremiah 4:1.
耶利米书四章一节。
If you, and again, through the prophet Jeremiah, God is appealing again. It's not too late.
借着耶利米，神告诉我们，也是向我们请求说，还不太迟。
He says, "If you will return, O Israel."
你若回来归向我。
Says the Lord, "Oh, I'm sorry." You, verse Jeremiah 5:3. I'm reading the wrong verse. You have stricken them.
第五章三节。
So God has brought. Sometimes when we're about, when our heart is really going after other things, and we're in danger of our love for Jesus to grow really cold, God will bring pressure into our life.
有的时候我们的心渐渐冷淡，我们要离开起初的爱。有时候神会在环境中兴起一些压力。
He'll bring some discipline into our life.
他会管制我们。
Sometimes we have to discipline our children when they keep on making the same bad mistakes, and they're in danger of losing.The potential that God has given them.
就像有的时候我们的孩子一再犯同样的错误，以至于他们会失去神给他们的潜在的祝福，我们就怎么样？我们会管教他们。
So it says, "You have stricken them, but they have not grieved."
他说：“神啊，你击打他们，他们却不伤痛。”
So even though as you've seen your love for Jesus start to grow cold, God is trying to correct your path and bring some pressure into your life.
就表示说我们的心渐渐冷淡，向着神的爱不再如以前火热，神兴起环境在我们身上施上压力。
So even after we're feeling this pressure and a little bit of the discipline of God,
即使我们感觉到神的管教和压力，
sometimes people's heart is still not grieved.
我们的问题是有的时候我们仍然不伤痛。
Have you ever had one of those children?
你有没有像这样的小孩子？
That you tell them, you tell them, you tell them, and even you bring some discipline in one way or another, and they seem unfazed.
你警告他们，你管，甚至管教他们，但是他们好像不为所动。
Anybody?
有没有这样子的情形？
You know, not all children are the same, are they? Some respond to one method of discipline, some others.
每个孩子能够接受的管教方式都不是一样的。
And at other times, it seem whatever you try, they seem unresponsive.
有种方式对你的孩子是通用的，能够适用的，有的不适用。但是有没有种情绪，不管你做什么，都让他无动所中，无动于衷。
This is always makes the parent concerned. Amen. And likewise, God is concerned.
孩子这样的情形总是让父母忧虑，不是吗？同样的，神百姓有这样的光景，让神也忧虑。
You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have not, but they have refused to receive correction.
你击打他们，他们却不伤痛；你毁灭他们，他们仍不受惩治。
So watch your heart. When you hear that word of be careful, do you lack endurance to hear God's word?
注意我们的心，当我们听到神的警告的时候，我们的反应是什么？
That's the beginning of refusing to receive correction.
让我们若是叹息或不耐烦，这就是我们已经开始有被盗的病的第一迹象。
You keep on saying no to God, no to God's voice, no to God's voice. It gets easier and easier. Your heart gets harder and harder.
你习惯于向神说不，然后你的心就会越来越硬，越来越硬。
So the scripture says they have made their faces harder than rock.
圣经上说，他们使他们的脸刚硬过于磐石，不肯回头。
Isn't the scripture beautiful?It really addresses the way we are, doesn't it?
这个经节实在写的何等的好，真的是描述了我们的光景。
Have you ever talked to somebody about the gospel and they were refusing to receive it?
你有没有试着跟人传福音，他们的心很刚硬，一直拒绝。
And their face was harder than rock.
他们的脸比石头还要硬。
They'd look you right back in the eye, they'd jet their jaw, and they were letting you know by their expression, "I'm not receiving it."
他们整个表情让你知道，他们完全不接受。
This doesn't faze me.
这个没有让我惊讶。
These things you're trying to tell me don't affect me.
你所说的话对我一点影响都没有。
They grow defiant, say these things are not true.
他们已经决定了，你说的这都是假的。
Has your face become harder than rock to the truth of God's appeals to return back home?
对着神向你发出的呼召跟邀请叫你回家，你的反应是像石头一样吗？
I remember when I was running away from God, I was all involved with all kinds of sin.
我记得我远离神的日子，我在各样的罪恶中活着。
Suddenly it came to me.
突然。
That I was, now what I had grown used to was, I was saying no to God, no to God, no to God, but ever so often my heart would be deeply convicted still.
虽然那段时间我离神很远，而且我一直说对神都说不，但是心的深处我还是偶尔会被他光照。
And suddenly I reflected, oh, that conviction, the concern about not serving God has totally went away.
但是到有一天我突然发现那些光照、那些感动、那个像愿意服侍神的一点的欲望都没有了。
It's not there like it used to be.
不像我以前里面的那个火焰都没有了。
And I started to grow really alarmed, not realizing that having a concern that my heart was and feeling that actually was the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense?
Say it again.
I didn't understand that actually the being concerned that I did not have conviction.
我当时不了解，我这么一点的忧虑，说：“哎呀，我都没有那些感动了，没有那些光照了。”事实上是。
Being concerned that it didn't bother me anymore to do the bad things I was involved in.
我再也对我所做的罪恶的事都没有感觉，都没有控告了。
Was the conviction of the Holy Spirit?
我对我这样的光景突然有一个觉悟，有一点忧虑的时候，这是圣灵的工作。
But I'm bringing you around. We don't want to become part of the great falling away. We don't want to slip from God's love. We don't want to be pushed out of the house of blessing that God has provided.
我不愿意成为那个末后世代堕落的那一大群的情形。
So we must pay attention to our heart. And are you growing hard?
所以我要注意我的心。我的心啊，你有没有变刚硬了
？Do you faint when someone preaches a word of caution from the Word of God？
当人用神的话来警告我们的时候，我们的反应是什么
？Do you harden your face against the truth？ It's hard like rock。
面对神的话语，我们是不是像石头那么硬
？This is not a good thing. These are signs that you're in danger of not just losing your first love. You're in danger of losing much more than that.
这实在是个不好的迹象，事实上是第一迹象，就表示我们的心渐渐从神的话语滑落，并且逐渐进入那个堕落的大的群体里面。
So then, the journey of the children of Israel is they actually continue to refuse to hear God's call to return.
所以以色列人呢，当然我们都知道，他们继续的拒绝神。
So eventually, what happens is a foreign army comes in.
至终呢，就有外来的大军
invades Israel，
侵略了他们的土地
，makes the Israelites slaves，
使他们成为奴隶
，takes them far away to a foreign land， away from their birthplace，
带他们离开到了遥远的国家，远离了他们的家乡
，away from their physical and spiritual inheritance，
离开了他们物质的和属灵的遗产
，and takes them away in chains to a strange land。
然后将他们用锁链带上，带到遥远的异国去。
And while there, they make them, the Babylonians try to make them worship the Baal and the gods of Babylon.
在巴比伦那个异地，叫他们拜他们的偶像。
You know, that's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.、Amen?
这就是但以理和他三个朋友的故事，不是吗
？Bow to the god, or else you'll be burned.
拜这个金像，不然你们就会被烈火焚烧。
They give them strange names. They took their Israelite names away from them and give them new names, Babylonian names.
他们把他们原来的以色列的名字改掉，给他们巴比伦的名字。
They lost their inheritance. They lost their homeland. But the Babylonians try to even take their identity of who they were as a people and even.Specifically, each one take their Hebrew name away.
不仅将他们从他们的家园所祝福的产业搬走，而且给他们新的名字，给他们新的这个 identity， 新的身份，让他们整个的被巴比伦所侵吞。
These are the consequences of letting your first love die. You forget who you are.
你知道吗？ 这个就是你忘了你是谁， 你把你起初的爱所遗弃带来的结果。
A whole generation of Israelites were born in Babylon that did not know the land that they were taken from.
有整整一个世代的以色列人是出生在异地， 在巴比伦， 是不认识他们的神。
And they had no idea about God's purposes in their life.
他们对于神， 对他们的旨意， 完全没有概念。
This is a sure sign that when you start to let your first love go, you forget who you are in Jesus.
你知道我们把起初的爱遗弃的第一个征兆就是我忘了我在基督里是什么人。
But the Lord is looking forward.
但是神永远是向前看。
He sees eventually there will be a people that come to wake up and want to return back home.
他看到迟早他的百姓中会有人醒过来，醒悟过来要回家。 Amen.
They were Israelites, meant to be a blessed people, but somehow they had become slaves in a strange land.
以色列人原来在神的旨意里是要成为万国的祝福，但是曾几何时落入了巴比伦的，成为他们的俘虏。
Been conformed to another kingdom.
变成另外一个国家的百姓。
When you give up your first love for Jesus,
当我们放弃了或遗弃了我们向主的爱，
you are in danger of being conformed to the things of this world.
我们就落入一个危险， 就成为一个效法，并且合入这个世界的人。
And you can always tell when that starts to happen as you begin to talk like the world.
你知道怎么看自己有没有这个情况呢？ 就是你的说话形式像这个世界上的人。
You begin to think like the world.
你的思想思维方式像这个世界。
So then you start to say, is homosexuality wrong?
然后你就会质询说， 真的同性恋是错误的吗？
Is the Bible right on that?
圣经在这个观点上是对的吗？
Is this really the word of God? Is this really perfect and inspired?
这个圣经真的是神所默示的是完美的吗？
You start to think like the world, start to question what's right, what's wrong.
我们的思维方式就落入这个世界的模式。
You become taken captive and carried away.
我们就，我们的思路就被掳。
And now there's a different return. The Lord says, if you return in your heart,
在这里就有另外一个归回。神说，你的心若归向我，
you can return to your homeland.
你就可以归回到你的家园。
So I've got a ton of other scriptures on it, but I don't have time to read them. But I will say this. I think in this gathering here today,
在今天我们的聚集的里面，
there are some that are diligently trying to watch over their first love for Jesus.
有些人非常警醒地在保守自己起初的爱。
And then there are others that you know it's not as tender and fresh, that love for Jesus like it was in the beginning.
那也有的人，也许我们的爱没有像起初那么新鲜，那么柔软。
But you don't want to, you want to get back. You want to return to that love. You want to return to that kind of relationship with Jesus.
但是你的心是愿意回到当初那个新鲜，那个温暖。
But I think there's others in here that you recognize, oh, it's not what it used to be, but I don't know if it bothers me so much.
那也许还有一种人呢，是我知道我起初的爱好像没有，我好像没有那个起初的爱了，但是我不觉得有什么关系。
And still others have actually given up on that first love for Jesus.
甚至有的人已经完全放弃了那个起初的爱。
Maybe you still trust in the basic truths of God's word.
也许你还对圣经的话呢，还有基本的相信。
But you become a bit hardened.
但是呢，你比较刚硬了。
You've hardened your face against the truth so you can continue to pursue these other loves.
你对着神的真理，你的脸像坚实，所以呢，好让你能够到世界里去做你想要做的事。
There's time for all of us to return where we need to.
不管我们在哪一种情况里，我们总可以归回。
Jesus says return regardless what where you are on this scale of different hearts.
主耶稣说，无论我们在这四种情况里的哪一种，我们总可以归回。
But please take the caution of God's word seriously.
无论如何，我请你要对于神发出的警告要在意。
And if you're walking away from your first love,
若是你渐渐从你的起初的爱离开了,
if you've been being pulled away from your first love,
或者你被别的事情将你从起初的爱拉走,
if you start to turn your back on God's word,
你逐渐让你的背向着神的话,
the scripture says, turn. Return.
圣经说转回来归向我。
Amen.
Amen. 嘛
It's all by faith.
都是在信心里做这样的。
You accept the good promise of God that there's hope for you to have all things restored.
你接受神的应许。
And all of this started, all this string started by turning the wrong direction.
哦、oh, ，这所有的错误的光景，就是因为我们朝着错误的方向转过去。
And so by faith, I invite you this morning.
今天早晨
，start making a good direction.
我邀请你们在信心里转过来。
It's not complicated.
这不是很复杂的一件事。
And even if you recognize that your heart is kind of in two different places,
即使你觉得你好像脚踏两只船
，He says He'll heal your heart if you just turn back to Him.
神说。你只要转过来，我就医治你这个被盗的问题。Amen.
But let us take this seriously. There is this spiritual pandemic at the end of the age called the Great Falling Away.
让我们严肃地面对这个情况，在末后的世代是有这一个极大属灵的疫情要临到我们，以至于我们堕落。
That just like there are, viruses that we can't see with our eye.
就像我们看不见这些病毒。
There are deceiving spirits that we also can't see with our eye that are working on us to go the wrong direction.
同样的，这些欺骗我们的灵也是我们灵里看不见的。
Amen.
Amen.
God so loves us as His people. Amen.
神何等的爱我们，因为我们是他的百姓。
I really do. I'm thankful for Timothy, Michelle, and just so many who have ministered in this place. If anything, they have always, always, always been faithful to pray, to love you, to teach the truth to you, to help you do whatever you needed help with. Amen.
我们为着在我们教会当中服侍我们的传道人们，我们心中充满了感谢。
Yeah, that might have been, I might have given something hard for Michelle to interpret there. But the Lord loves this house of God.
神爱他的家。
He does not want us to lose any of our spiritual heritage here.
他不要我们损失或失去任何属灵的产业。
Amen.
Amen.
He does not want us to forget who we are in Him.
他不要我们忘记了我们在基督里是谁。
Amen.
Amen.
Remember how it was in the beginning and say, God, by your grace, through faith, I'm going back there.
回想那个起初的爱，告诉神，借着你的恩典，借着信心，我要回到那里。
I'm not going to let the enemy, I'm not going to let these deceiving, falling away spirits steal my spiritual heritage.
我不要让这些欺骗的灵将这些产业和祝福偷走。
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, let's stand with me and let's just pray for one another. Amen.
我们可不可以站起来，然后我们彼此代祷？
Jesus, we just say we love you this morning.
主啊，我们就说我们爱你。
We feel humbled, God, in your presence.
在你的同在中，我们谦卑俯伏。
Yeah, bear with me here. Lord, I just thank you for Jack、
yes.
and his new wife, what you're doing here.
主，我们为着 Jack 和 Sally 感谢你。
Thank you, God. Thank you. And just keep them strong in the faith.
保守他们在信仰的路上刚强。
God, I just pray for Blanca and Alex and Willie.
为着 Blanca 一家。
And God, you keep them strong in the faith. You've done so many beautiful things in their family. Let them not lose or slip away from that.
你做了美好的事在他们家中，求主刚强坚固他们，不让他们滑跌。
Lord, we just thank you for Jim and his family. God, the kids.
为了金龙弟兄和他们的一家，感谢主。
And I just pray you could just watch them.
主啊，看顾他们。
Help them not to lose anything that you've given them.
不叫他们失去任何你给他们的事。
Amen. God, thank you. Thank you for Ada. Thank you for Derek. God, thank you for Joyce.
为了 Ada 一家，我们感谢主。
Thank you for their dad, their husband, God, I just pray you just watch over that family. Watch over that family. God, I thank you for Vicky. I thank you for Rosanna. I thank you for Priscilla.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh.
看顾 Vicky一家,
thank you for Daniel and Brian. Thank you for John.
Amen. 看顾张静一家,
thank you for Abraham. Thank you for Sam and Esther.
看顾Sam一家, 感谢主。
I'm sorry, I don't know all your names.
抱歉, 我不知道每一个人的名字。
God, I just.
但是神啊,
thank you for Kelly, God.
God, the Kelly
Elaine, God, have they all been touched by your spirit? God, been touched by your spirit. I know Kelly is just praise and praise for the whole family that they would not lose anything. God, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Beatrice and Peiwa, these servants in your house.
Amen. With the Beatrice and Peiwa, thank you.
God, thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, we don't want you to slip away in any way.
Okay,
thank you, sister. I got another one now. Thank you. So let's just ask the Lord just to keep our hearts soft. Can we do that? Put your hand on your heart. Let's just pray.
请把你的手放在你的心上，然后我们求神让我们的心柔软。
Keep our hearts soft.
主啊，让我们的心是柔软。
Keep us tender. Keep us responding to the God's call to return in Jesus' name. Amen.
让我们对神向我们的呼召是有反应的，让我们归回。主啊，帮助我的心是柔软。